Welcome back, everyone, to The Insider. We have another episode for you all lined up with Rocco. Hey, well, Rocco, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. I missed you last week.
I missed you, too.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful show with The Awakener, but I'm glad that you're back so that you can update us on all that's been going on with the United States and Canada. What would you want to start off with? You want to start with the United States or you want to start off with Canada? Pick a country.
Oh, you can pick Canada.
I don't really want to. Do I have to?
Okay, let's pick Canada.
Okay, we'll pick
Canada. So something new that just started off from today.
Yeah.
That Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the opposition party.
Yep, the Conservatives.
Yes, so he's given Trudeau one day to decide on the carbon tax, or he's going to go for a no confidence motion. So
let me give some background to that. So Trudeau has a minority government, and he has a coalition with the socialists. He's already a socialist, but he goes with a more socialist, the NDP. So he has a supply and confidence deal. The opposition party, which actually won the popular vote, the Conservatives, is going to do a non-confidence motion. And in the British Westminster system, that if there's a majority that vote non-confidence, it could collapse the entire government. But do you think anything's going to happen with
Nothing will happen because I doubt NDP or the Bloc will support
the
non-confidence.
For sure not.
But the only thing it might bring to attention is the fact that there is going to be a carbon tax increase of 23%
on April 1st.
On April 1st,
yep.
And that people are upset about it. And inflationary times, people are going through hard times. And there have been a lot of requests, appeals from people not to impose carbon tax. And the most interesting part was that Bonnie Crombie, who is from the Liberal Party,
Ontario, provincially,
was one of her agendas for re-election, 2025, I think, and
she's 26,
and she's saying that if she gets selected, she will not impose carbon tax provincially.
Oh, exactly.
So she part of the same party, which is imposing on the federal level. She's saying she will not do it.
Yeah, she's saying
yes.
But don't believe her.
No, I'm not believing, but I'm just saying, even to use the optics of just saying that while your leader wants to imprison Saskatchewan Premier for not implementing the carbon tax.
Like, I mean, literally imprisoning him. Yeah. They really want to take him to prison. I mean, this is like a Donald Trump North situation.
Yes.
But I don't believe her. That's a campaign tactic. And it's a very cheap campaign tactic because I think most people can see through it. So I think the only thing about this non-confidence motion, the benefit, is it really draws a clear defining line between which parties are for the carbon tax, for taxing people up the wahoo, compared to who aren't. And I think the only ones who are going to vote are the Conservatives, vote for this, vote against the carbon tax. Maybe the Bloc is going to vote against
Maybe not. Bloc also votes together as a bunch. I don't think there's any diversion.
But they're also very environmentalist in Quebec.
Yeah, so they will probably take the side of NDP and Liberal. I doubt anything is going to happen. But
So the only thing is it's really a publicity stunt
at this point.
Which is great, okay, because it reminds people that April 1st, the carbon tax is going to go up. And if people feel more pinch in their wallet, they're going to blame Trudeau. So this is a good sign.
That is. And there's interesting that there was some reporter had asked Steve Gabor regarding the efficiency of carbon tax.
Right.
And he had replied that it would take up to 2060.
Right.
With increasing carbon tax. The target was 2030. They want to be at $180 carbon tax per metric ton of emissions.
It's crazy.
They started at 10 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Every year it goes up $10. Now this year we are at 70, I think. They're going to go up 23%. So we'll be at $85 per metric ton carbon emission tax, right?
Crazy.
And so it's going to double from where we are by 2030.
Yeah.
And that will remain constant for till 2060 for them to meet any target. And that's their calculation.
And there's no target.
So to put it in reference, it's like, you know, you could be 25 years old today.
Yeah.
And by the time you get to 60 years old, that's when you will expect to see the changes in climate based on the carbon tax, whatever they want to do.
Which you'll never see.
They
keep changing the goalposts.
Yes, so it just shows like how they will try everything just to keep taxing and people, people need to wake up, man.
But Rocco, I think here's something I'm going to say that I think is even a bigger issue than this non-confidence motion. The bigger issue is that Trudeau is preparing to table legislation that will amend the Elections Act.
Yes, they've been working on it.
They've been working on it, and he's now prepared to table that legislation. So for people who don't know what's going on, what Trudeau is planning to do is take many of the things that the Democrats did in the 2020 election south of the border in the U.S. and bring that to Canada. Three of the proposed changes, and we haven't seen the legislation yet, so we don't know, but three of the proposed changes that have leaked is one, having instead of one election day, having three election days, which is ridiculous because Canada already has advanced voting. So you can go in advance, you can go and vote a week and a half in advance of election day. So they want to extend it for three extra days. Easy to cheat that way. Mm-hmm. Then they want to have it that you can go and vote at any polling location, not just the polling location that you're assigned to.
Right.
So how are you going to track?
So how do you check ID? How do you know the person is a legit voter?
Well, that's the thing. How do you track that the person's on the voting list unless everything is computerized?
Because
how do you know that they haven't already voted? For example, you could hire 1,000 people and have them go and vote at multiple polling locations with their ID saying, I live here, and it looks as if they voted at multiple times. But how are you going to trace those people?
Is there a check in the system to see the same person voting three different locations
and
the system catches you?
No.
It's all on paper.
It's all on paper. So what happens is you go to your proper polling location. Now, unless they want to make changes to how they do it. But right now, you go to your polling location. There is a ledger-sized piece of paper that's flipped over. And then they go alphabetically. They see, okay, this is your name. This is your address. It matches your ID. Great. However, Trudeau made changes to the law as soon as he came in 2015. You don't even have to bring ID. You don't even have to prove that you're a citizen.
You can just give assurance that, yes, you are.
You just can sign a document swearing that you are at this person of this name, at this location, living at this location, and that you're a citizen, and that's it. You're swearing an affidavit. Now it's up to them to disprove it and then come and charge you with it.
And that's
or you could have a neighbor, a supposed neighbor, quote unquote, saying, oh, I know Joe Schmo over here. He's my neighbor. He lives at number one. And I here's my idea. I live at number five. I know this guy. I'm vouching for him. So there's a vouching system.
Right.
So there's a lot of ways in the Canadian system already to misuse and mishandle the election system.
And I think in the last election, there was like, 200,000 votes. They said
didn't even count. They didn't even count. 200,000 votes to this day have not been counted.
So that's like appalling when this guy didn't even win like the votes, like he didn't even have.
Yeah,
like
Trudeau didn't win the popular vote. He didn't win the popular vote. In both elections, 2019 and 21, the Conservatives won the popular vote, but he won more seats based on the seat distribution.
What about the system? Is it all paper-based or do you also have like a Dominion voting system type of...
Here's the funny thing. I would always say our system federally is safe because it's paper ballots that are counted by hand. And provincially and municipally, they use the Dominion vote. They use electronic tabulators,
right?
Whether they're Dominion or not, these electronic tabulators. The problem here, the weak point, the weak chain, the weak link in the chain, this is where it is. Yes, you get a ballot, you put an X on it, it has to be legible, you fold it, you put it back in the box. At the end of the night, they close the doors, they lock the doors, they open the box, they count by hand the ballots. So that all looks legitimate. However, they take back the boxes and they take back the count and they bring it back to each riding has a voting an office, okay, Elections Canada office. They input that data now into a computer and it's sent to Ottawa. If there's any way to I don't know.
But is there a check? Like, so how many votes and then there's both party representatives are there?
Yeah, so you have scrutineers.
You have scrutineers.
From all the parties are able to bring scrutineers.
Up to that point.
It's legitimate.
It's legit. So only changes if something happens is like, let's say there's...
What if there's foreign interference tapping into the... Exactly.
Okay.
What if it's hacked?
Right. So if it gets hacked by any outsider.
So between the...
So they can actually...
The regional riding office and Ottawa, what if there's a hacking in between that can transpose the numbers or change the numbers? That's the weak point that most Canadians don't realize. That's an issue.
But how secure is even the advance voting? Like, you know, if you go and deposit
it's the same
stuff.
So it's the same thing. Like, so what happens, it's the same thing. It's a paper ballot, but it's advance voting either at specific polling locations for a few days or at the election office. And then it's counted at the election office on election night.
So let's say if there is, as per the changes, let's say even if they maintain security for 3 days and the ballots are kept properly and where, besides the fact that you could have one person voting in other ridings and there is no proof that the person is eligible to vote, what other options do you think? What avenues are there for somebody to cheat?
What if it's like Georgia? If you do a 3-day voting and all of a sudden you see that one party is ahead of the other.
But there is a deadline to count the votes, right? The votes have to be
there. No, not if there's a 3-day voting.
No, so the deadline will be the 3rd day of the vote.
One would hope. We have to read the legislation.
Yeah, because in Georgia and Pennsylvania, they change. Like the mail-in ballots were supposed to be received by the date
by election
of the
day.
Election date. But then they postponed it. Like they could come even 10 days later.
Correct.
And they could keep adding. So that was, I thought, that was like the weak link because, I mean, you can keep bringing things in. And they were finding like, oh, we found a few more votes in the drawers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we
found like a truck driving.
Driving. Or even like, oh, we found like, you know, 1,000 votes in somebody's drawer or something.
Exactly.
Or we found like, okay, where did they show up? Oh, they're mail-in ballots. Nobody knows.
Exactly.
Right? My only issue with the mail-in ballots and everything is that.
And that's the third thing. He wants to expand mail-in ballots.
Yeah. If you're sending out, like, for example, what they did in Nevada, if you, now, listen, I'm just changing from U.S. to Canada. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Canada to U.S.
Yeah.
So they were saying the GOP has actually tried to appeal and check the voting records in Nevada.
They did they're doing that in Michigan too.
So what happened was there are certain areas in Nevada and they're saying they have about 89% of the eligible voters have registered to vote. And they're saying that's not
possible. It's too high. It's too
very high.
Yeah.
It should not be more than 50-60%.
Yeah.
Like whatever the statistical.
That's reasonable. Yeah.
But now it's coming up to like 90%, 95%. And they're like, how is it possible? You have like so much. So they want to check and make sure all the records are fine.
Yeah.
And like who are the people who are registered?
Yeah.
Because if they don't check that, I mean, you can bring in dead people and register them and nobody would know.
Well, that's what happened. They had read dead people were voting in the last election. And this is the case too in Michigan, where they have a few million people that are shouldn't be on the voter rolls. The voter rolls have to be cleaned out.
So did you also hear about that girl from Michigan? Stephanie, I think. She was...
tell us about Stephanie.
Oh, yeah. Besides the fact that she was trying to do something good, but and now she's got busted. Like,
okay.
You know, she got arrested by the FBI or something. Okay. So what happened was she was checking our Dominion voting records.
Okay.
And then she was supposed to be part of a team that was auditing. So they had a non-disclosure agreement.
All right.
But then she saw some irregularities.
Okay. So she's a whistleblower.
She goes out and reports that because it's like, even if you're a lawyer client privilege, she says, oh, there's a crime. Like I want to, like she can see something.
Yeah.
She reports it. And besides, and Dominion actually filed a report against her.
Right.
Or something. And now she's got arrested by the FBI yesterday.
Wow.
I guess Stephanie Rembert or something. I forgot her name.
Wow.
It's amazing. Like, so if you see something and you are like, hey, like you go to the cops and you tell them like, hey, I see something. Like, here, there's an error. Or there's a
crime. Right.
So they're actually arresting you because, hey, you're supposed to have had a non-disclosure with so-and-so. So...
Yeah, but the non-disclosure is a civil agreement. It's not the police shouldn't be arresting
because
her.
He was... Okay, so the way she found something out was because she was monitoring the emails back and forth between the at the time of the voting.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. 2020 election. And then she saw like they were back and forth and there was some votes being counted in a server in Serbia or something.
Right.
And then,
oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they were like, you know, so that was like, how is it possible? Like, why are the votes being counted in Serbia? What's going on? What is the connection? So, you know, so there was some email going back and forth.
Right.
Regarding all that stuff. So she's like, okay, there's been some tampering in the vote counting, right?
Right.
So she was trying to bring attention to that. And instead of the authorities monitoring it and addressing it, they arrested her.
Well, that's so, first of all, that's ridiculous because if there's an NDA that's signed, that's a civil thing. They could sue her. There's nothing that they could, that the police would arrest her for. The FBI, I don't know why they're getting involved, but then we know the FBI is pretty corrupt.
DJ, so
Yeah. It's very corrupt.
So, I mean, it's very interesting. People are still like rushing out and they are like, oh, we need things to change. But It's you know, you can see, you can sense, like, you know, it's a tempo's being, it's starting up now. You know, there's a lot of on social media and stuff, like the twisted Trump's speech about one word, and they blew it out of proportion. And all of a sudden, like, you know, I don't follow a whole bunch of leftist accounts, and all these guys on Twitter were on my account. I was like, how come I don't even follow you? Why am I seeing your tweets? Right. And everybody's like, oh, bloodbath, bloodbath. Right. And they just took one thing, and that shows like how powerful the media is, because if somebody didn't actually do their research and actually see the entire segment,
that's the
they
thing.
Would just go by what the media, and the media is saying, oh, he said, I mean, Elon Musk had to actually come out, and he was tweeting like crazy saying, I mean, the media, you can see in live in action how the media is twisting everything.
Yeah.
And the people still don't wake up.
And I mean, and they're doing it tremendously. Like, you can see it on CNN, MSNBC. They're really vilifying Trump. They're taking words completely out of context. They're attacking him. You know, they're saying that this is a person causing an insurrection. This is a person who, I saw just the other day, clips of it. They were saying, oh, this is the guy who said bad things about black people. This is the guy who stopped Muslims from coming into the country. The first thing he did, he put children in cages. Like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
but those things, I mean, if somebody was to just like, and I don't take my word or your word, I mean, somebody just can go to Google and just search, like, you know, actually Obama started this whole thing about.
But that's the worst thing. Have you now done a Google search?
No, but you go to 2014 and you can see Obama standing there, right? At one of the detention facilities.
Right beside the cages.
And all the kids are in the cages.
Yeah, you can see.
But those pictures are now being addressed to, like, oh, Trump was there. He put all the kids in cages.
But those pictures are now being blocked on Google.
They will be blocked.
When I go, they are. So for a long time now, when I go and do a Google search, all I see is articles. Like, if I want to see something about Trump or whatever, all I see is articles.
Negative
articles. CNN, MSNBC, The Guardian, BBC, Reuters, all the fake news outlets.
Right.
You can't even find anything that's true. There's no balance there. It's completely fake news, and they're all repeating each other.
And this is appalling, because there was also a report recently saying that how Google, just the way they suppressed some links during the election.
Yep.
Actually twisted 6% of the votes against Trump.
Well, they did. That was because of the laptop.
One was a Hunter Biden laptop.
One was a Hunter Biden laptop.
And then those 51 intelligence officials came out, and they were like, you know, there's no repercussion. Like, you know, okay, they come out, they sign, but nobody's holding them accountable.
And shocking, so not just one or two, 51.
51. So it's like, you know, I mean, if you can't believe your retired, you know, intelligence officials, so like, who do you
believe? Again, that goes back to the corrupt DOJ like you're talking about.
And then the Google Gemini thing was the same, like, you know, so we talked about it last time. So the same, the Google AI engine, like, if you input
everything is leftist, the
everything
comes
is leftist. Like, you put in the first early founders and they show some Asian man, Asian and a black man. I mean, everybody knows like who the founding fathers were. So, I mean, why would you twist something so basic?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so the thing is,
very Marxist. They always rewrite history.
They are rewriting, and that's why they will bring down statues. They will they will ban certain books.
Yes. And rename streets.
And rename all the streets. So people, the young generation doesn't even know what happened.
They don't know their history.
And
they
just follow. So it's like 1984, follow the group thing, you know, Ministry of Truth.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but I wish people read all this stuff, you know. I mean, it's not conspiracy theory anymore. I mean,
it's right out there.
It's sometimes you just feel like these guys actually have a book in there on their desk, and they're just following instructions from there to see, like, seriously, hey, maybe we can do this, maybe we can do this, you know.
Yeah. So I think that's the case. Probably the book is from Karl Marx.
No, it is. They're following the same agenda. Yeah. And then there's a Stalinsky's
Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals.
Yeah, so he's got
that's an important book to read.
That's one. So he's got like 15 more, how to change like a society. Into
Saul Alinsky. So, that is the book that people should read.
And people are actually, if somebody was to just like, I mean, forget what people say, just, you know, I just tell everybody, like, you know, you have to become critical thinkers now. Like, whatever is being thrown at you, you have to take it with a grain of salt. You have to question it. And just, you know, once you start looking around, question it, and you will find your answers, you know. But you cannot, those days are gone. But when you just sit on a couch and you watch the media and you're like, oh, okay,
you absorb it and it's fine and it's balanced. You think it's balanced interview. But don't you think that the public should have woken up after COVID when they weren't critically, like, they didn't think critically, and all of a sudden now it's really the joke's on them?
So the reason for that is because there's also, you know, I mean, it's been stated like in research that 80% or 80 to 85% of the people will not question anything that comes from authority. So if there is some stuff that is being given out by government officials,
right.
Ministry of Health or, you know, CDC or something, right. Or FDA, they will not question it because for them, that is like the holy grail, you know.
So don't question my show, ladies and gentlemen. Just follow. Go ahead, Rocco.
I don't think our guys belong in the 85%. I think the listeners on the show are the 15% who like to question and have an open mind.
Absolutely. I think the audience is hungry for answers. Yes. And I'm
like, you know what? You may disagree with what any of us say
right.
on the show. I mean,
and that's fair.
I don't get offended. You shouldn't get offended.
I don't.
The only thing is, if somebody says something that you may not agree with or you think is preposterous, just try to search the true facts about it, you know? Just go out, just search, and you may not find it right on the first page of Google because, you know, they are suppressing everything. So you might have to go dig a little bit deeper, but, I mean, things are out there. And X actually has helped a lot.
Yes.
Twitter, because
yes.
there's a lot of, like, you know, instead of doing a Google search, if somebody just did a search on Twitter,
you get much more
and you get all the links and people are there, the comments, and in those comments you have links, and those links are not somebody's own written statement or judgment.
Correct.
They're actually links to articles or something
Correct.
That you can actually read and reference,
Correct.
Which may not be easily accessible right on Google.
On Google search, yeah, right. exactly.
So that's the thing, like, you know, so that's, I mean, coming to this time next year, I mean, people have to be like, they have to change the way they think, and they have to just become more questioning. They have to question everything.
Do you think that Trudeau is preparing this change to the Elections Act because he's expecting that Trump's going to win south of the border, so he has to grasp onto power more? Or is it because of the polling here in Canada so abysmal for him? I mean, he's really the most hated prime minister.
So explain to me how a guy like Maduro, like, you know,
right.
Venezuela goes from a nice country, like a successful capitalist country in 2003 to down to where it is right now, and Maduro's not kicked out. So it's like, you know, once you're in there, they will change the laws. So,
well, yeah,
so nobody can actually kick it.
So what Chavez did and Maduro is that they bribed the military, given them special benefits and financial.
But they have the system. So nobody will go out. So it's like what Stalin said. It doesn't matter who votes. It's how you count the vote.
Who counts the vote.
So that's the thing, right? So it's like you can go and think you're voting. But same thing like happened in Canada in the last election. 200,000 votes were not counted. And if you look at...
And they're not willing to count it up till this day.
Yeah. And if you look at 29 ridings, the margin of victory was about 1,000 votes.
Right.
So, I mean...
And we know 18 of those ridings at least had foreign interference, as we know from possibly China.
Right. So, but the thing is, if you have a 1,000 vote difference and you haven't counted 200,000 votes, what are the odds that maybe
those
200,000 votes would have made a difference?
Absolutely.
Right. So
absolutely.
It's like...
Good point.
So people have to actually, like, you know, understand that once you come into power and your policies are not friendly, like, for example... So anybody who says that, okay, I hate Trump for whatever the reason, and I want to vote for Biden.
Right.
My first question is, okay, so imagine, forget who's your opponent. You're not offended by, you know, 15 million illegals in your country. You're not offended by the rising crime in your country. You're not offended by the fact that you cannot afford a house anymore.
Right.
You're not offended by the fact that inflation went out of control. You're not offended by the fact that you're adding $1 trillion in debt every 90 days.
Right.
You're not offended by the fact that you have billions of dollars going out to Ukraine and other countries.
Yeah.
And while they're not investing the money in your own Medicare infrastructure, schools,
but they don't see it. A lot of these elites, they don't see it. These liberal elites, for example, they're saying, okay, we're in debt because we got to give money to Ukraine because we got to beat Putin. Okay, I get it. I don't agree. Whatever. I get it. And we're in debt because we have to change our economy from an oil and natural gas economy and a coal burning economy to electric vehicles. So we have to help sponsor electric vehicles.
No, you can do that. But what I'm saying is, if somebody says, I still want to vote for somebody, it's because you're not informed.
Correct.
About what's happening in your country.
For example, they will say there are 15 million illegals country.
And this is what happened to me a couple of days ago. I have a friend and she looks like way younger than her years. And then I was like, how do you keep so young? Because, I don't care about anything. You know, she goes, has fun, like drinks, whatever. And I told her, I said, do you know what's happening? Here, look at the videos of all these people coming in. And she didn't want to believe me.
I know. Well, that's the thing. They don't believe it. They don't want to believe it.
No. Who would allow illegals to come in the country?
Exactly.
I came as an immigrant, and it took me 7 years to get papers.
Right.
They don't just let you walk across the border. I was like,
now they do.
Yes. Now they do. You can just walk across the border in the U.S.
Yeah.
You don't have to give no ID. You just say your name.
I'm claiming asylum.
And they ask you, where do you want to go? Oh, I want to go to Chicago. Okay.
Yeah.
Take that bus and go to the plane and you'll be in Chicago.
Exactly. And we'll people with no papers fly.
And we'll put you in a hotel.
Yeah.
And we'll pay you money now as per New York.
Give you 3 meals a day, give you a cell phone.
And now Illinois, I think it's Illinois, one of the places changed the rule too. They're going to give firearms.
Guns, yes.
Gun license. Yes. They're going to allow guns to illegals.
Yes.
I mean, under what law, what rights are you protecting? When somebody broke a law to come into the country, I'm not saying about the person. I'm saying the process. You're not a legal citizen. We don't know who you are.
Correct.
I don't know your identity. I don't know where you came from.
Correct.
I'm just going by the name you have given
me. What you've given
me. And you have told me where you came from.
Yes.
And you could be an armed, you could be a ISIS trainee. You could be a Chinese spy. You could be anybody. Okay.
Yeah.
But why would I give you a gun license? Why would I let you come into this country and take a legal gun?
Exactly.
When I don't even know who you are.
Exactly.
Right?
They won't even hire in some places, they even want to hire them as police.
And you know what's interesting? It's the same blue states.
Yes.
That want to enforce gun laws and don't want to give guns.
That want to, yes.
Okay. They want restrictions on firearms because they come out and say, why would somebody need an AR-15?
Yeah.
And then on the other side, they want to give firearm licenses to illegals.
Second Amendment. So they say
Second Amendment rights. I mean, if you just think about it, forget who's on the ballot and just think what is going on? You have to at some point forget about just sitting in a bar and having drinks or enjoying YOLOing your life. You have to realize what is going around you.
Right. No, I agree with you. Okay. I agree 100%. So I'm going to ask the very last question of the show. Is it pronounced Fannie Willis or Fonnie Willis?
I think, what did Trump say? It's like your ass, like Fanny?
Fanny is
Fanny
like your
ass. It's like...
But then now all of a sudden she became bourgeois because she likes her Grey Goose. She doesn't wine. So now she's Fonnie. She went a little French.
She went a Fonnie now?
She wants to be called Fonnie, made a little French, okay? So, but still, she could be Fanny like your ass. I agree with
that's
you
what
that.
He said. And I was laughing. I was like, okay, you know what? I mean, that's humorous, but I have a friend whose first name is Fanny, and then she's French, so I probably they have a different meaning over there.
Probably does. See if she wants to be called Fawny.
Fawny, so.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining The Insider. It's been a great show. Please continue to subscribe and follow our channel. We're going to be having many more guests coming up and a few surprises in the next few months. As we really launch this show out to the public. So thanks to Rocco and thanks to everyone for listening today.
Till next time. All right. Thank you.